More flexibility for PPP. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Our nation's farmers, just like everyone else, are still trying to sort through all the available assistance programs created due to the worldwide pandemic. Congress recently passed a bill adding flexibility to the Paycheck Protection Program. Michael Clements has more.
Changes passed by the House and Senate to the Small Business Administration's Paycheck Protection Program offers farmers and ranchers more flexibility. American Farm Bureau Federation economist Veronica Nye says the changes should help farmers utilize the program much more easily.
Under the previous version, any loan proceeds that you received had to be used within 8 weeks of getting the funds. The new bill extends that period to 24 weeks. The other thing is, previously, for the loan to be forgiven, at least 75% of the costs had to come from payroll. The new bill lowers that threshold down to 60%.
Nye says the legislation also extends the deadline to apply for PPP funds from June 30th to December 31st, 2020.
It's also important that any new loans that are made after this bill signed into law, the amount of time you have to pay the loan back is extended from the previous 2 years to 5 years. Now, that doesn't apply to loans that are already in effect, but the SBA and Congress certainly suggest that borrowers reach out to their lender to see if they might be able to get their payback period extended to that 5 years.
Through the two rounds of PPP funding, Nye says Congress has allocated roughly $670 billion for the program, with more than $120 billion still available.
Hopefully the flexibilities and the extensions that have been provided in the new bill will increase the share of farmers and ranchers who are utilizing the program. Because thus far, through May 30, only 1.5% of the total obligated funds have been used for agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting operations.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.